Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's play a game called...
The game is called, when will Joel Embiid next play in an NBA game for the Philadelphia 76ers? So he played 5 of the first, 8 or 9, and then hasn't played since. So, Rhea, when will Joel, just take a stab at it. No one has the answer. Sixers don't know the answer. Rhea, when, give me a date. I'm going to write them all down.
Oh, you're giving me a date?
Well, I want a date.
Can I have, well, let me just, I need to pull up
That's
schedule,
what I used to say to the gals in college, and they'd say no!
No,
I would never. I would never ask for a date. I was more just like a hookup at a party kind of guy, and then be like, oh, see you tomorrow.
That's lovely.
James, that was our generation.
Oh, yeah, pal.
Right? I mean, the days of...
you didn't have cell phones, you didn't have, like all that. Your cell phones were just starting. It was like no Facebook. There was none of this finding people.
Oh,
you
know,
you just
Lord.
Met, and then it was over. It was like, see ya, have a nice life.
You didn't show up at someone's front door and be like, can I take you out?
No, and you certainly didn't send him a message online.
That's not the way my generation grew up. All right, Rhea, all jokes aside, give me a date. Right. When do you think Joel Embiid, and let's all write our date down.
Evil-hearted, Joe. When? You're evil-hearted.
January 5th.
January 5th.
Against Denver.
James, what do you got, bud?
I'm going to say Happy New Year, January 1st against Dallas.
All right.
When is their next, do they have any big national games that are like the Christmas special?
Oh, God, I don't know.
No, they're not on Christmas this year.
Yeah, December 4th, that's on NBA TV. They got Prime on December 19th at New York. They've got at Memphis on the 30th, December 30th, NBC.
What do you got, John? Just pick. Forget when they
pick a day.
Let's pick a day.
The Prime at Memphis was the 24th, you said?
30th.
Okay, let's go 30th.
All right, of December?
30th of December.
All right, I'm going to go before that. I'll go with the 17th of December. I mean, I don't know if they play that
night.
They
don't play that day, John.
Yeah, well, the next game thereafter.
They play the 19th at New York.
Fair enough. I'll go 19.
That's a Prime Video
Look,
game.
It's a mess. I mean, it's a mess.
I don't believe... Like, why does he have any motivation to come back?
No, I think he wants to play.
I'm thinking about, like, okay, is it he wants the most eyes on him, that sort of thing?
No, John, he can't answer the bell. He's not physically able to answer the bell. He tried. He played 5 games. He was only playing about 20 minutes. He couldn't continue to play. I mean, that's the heart of the matter. He can't play.
So, what?
They're screwed. That's the so dot dot dot. They're screwed.
Even further.
No. Well, yeah. Well, essentially, to try again. They're going to try again. That's where we're at.
Let's start with the Sixers. Is anyone playing tonight? And when was the last time Joel Embiid played? Does anyone remember that?
I think about 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, and it sounds like it's going to be even more moving forward. So no Embiid tonight. No Paul George tonight. Tyrese Maxey is going to play. No Oubre, Edgecombe, or Bona tonight either. Who is playing for the Philadelphia 76ers tonight? And if you had a guess right now, do we think we're going to see Embiid anytime soon? I don't.
What was it, the over-under, like the whole month of December?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, knee soreness, it's been a couple weeks. It's going to be a couple more. I mean, we're back to this portion of the schedule.
They're interesting. So we're going to have, what, Jerry McCain out there tonight, Quinn Grimes?
Yeah, you know what? Here's the frustrating part. I didn't expect big things this year. I don't think any of us thought
Dominique Barlow
championship. But like, there was a little bit of buzz after the first couple games, right? Yeah. Especially Edgecombe's first game. And unfortunately, it's just this cuts that out. I mean, it cuts any excitement out when there's nobody on the basketball court. I want them to be cautious with things. But why is Paul George not playing? Didn't he just come back?
He did, and they made a big deal about it.
Well, so I mean, I guess some people did. I didn't. But I'd at least rather see him on the court than not on the court if he's around. So the Sixers tonight are barely fielding a team.
Well, that Sixers game last night was really bad.
They were getting booed bad.
So, well, they should be. And oh, yeah. I think the other team had, I want to say something like 95 points with about 7 minutes left in the third. I mean, it was astounding. James, it was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't good, man.
It was horrible.
felt like process Sixers last night.
It did.
Yeah, it did.
It did. And it also felt like last year's Sixers to an extent. Like, now you're without certain guys.
Like March, April Sixers last year.
Like, you're headed back to 30 wins.
I think there were two opening day starters who were starting last year.
Just brutal. Let's listen to Nick Nurse after the game. This was a really, 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 really bad one. Here's the 76ers head coach after the game.
Everything was really out of whack, right? And can never really explain it, but you go through it, and like I said, a few times a season when just nothing goes right, and you know, just like I told the guys, this isn't, you know, we gotta we gotta be better. Certainly not who we are out there tonight,
but it might be who they are. I mean, they're not going to be down 30 points or whatever the heck it was at whatever point of the game, but they might be really bad again. They might be really bad again, which is really unfortunate. It just stinks. So, Mike, here's the question. Will the Sixers make the playoffs this year, yes or no?
So I'm going to have to go be optimistic because I love all of these young guys and the way they run around and play. And I just believe Maxey can. I think the backcourt is enough that these guys will sneak into the playoffs.
Mike, Tom Cruise wants to say something to you.
The truth.
He's just not buying it. He's not. He heard the optimism.
So think,
is that what? Is that only when we go with the five guard offense?
I love the five guard offense.
I love it too, man.
Mike, I think they're in some trouble, man.
That's the best way they play. I don't like to see when they start to slow down when you try and go big.
Exactly. That's why you got to go five guard.
Oh my lord!
And they don't score enough.
Right.
No.
Except in five guard.
And they were down by 97. They were down by 97 points in the third quarter last night.
Mike knows.
It's going to be hard for them to get into the playoffs, but I just.
It's going
to
be hard unless you go five guard.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.